Hello everyone, it's Charlie C. Again, and we are about to start on our 20th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about asking for help. It might seem obvious, and yet very intimidating. You are in a classroom of 400 other people, and your professor lectures with the speed of the wind. Not only are you having a hard time writing this down, you don't even have time to try and process the information in order to understand what they are saying. So what do you do in this situation? The first thing to keep in mind is that if you are having problems, most likely many other people are too. The second thing to keep in mind is that your professor likely has no idea that you all are struggling to keep up, because the information is second nature to him/her, and he or she thinks everyone should be following along at lightning speed. So, what do we do? Well, the first thing you do is to raise your hand and let the professor know that he, she is going too fast. You can do this in the obvious way of asking them to slow down a bit so you don't miss anything important. You can also do this in an indirect way by asking them to repeat themselves multiple times if you have to. When you go to office hours, you might mention then that you are having a hard time catching all of the information due to the speed or tone of their lecture. Now, we have discussed before that professors have personalities all over the map. You might have one who loves to teach, and you might have one who would rather be working on a paper or grant proposal. If they seem intimidating, or they seem disinterested in helping you learn the material, don't give up. The next thing I would try is to talk to someone near you and see if they are having the same issues. I have suggested this before, but recording the lecture will help with this, and so will finding a note-taking buddy. You and your buddy can use Google Docs to share a document and both take notes together. If you miss something, they will likely catch it, and vice versa. Asking for help is normal. It is how we learn and learn to work together. Even though taking exams is an individual effort, studying should be a group effort. Research supports this in so many ways. So the next time you are struggling to keep up with your professor, find a buddy or two and team take notes using Google Docs. You can then use this to study from as you concept map or explain the concepts to each other as you study later that day. I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.